About a year ago that the Jetstreams were formed, and since then they have recorded two records, made record-breaking appearances at the New York World's Fair, and become the hottest group in Valley Stream and perhaps the world. We are going today to study this group and find out what makes them tick. First, I shall introduce you to the members of the group. Lead guitar, Sam Jarrus. Drummer, Steve Lyons. Bassman, Reggie Smith. And cover guitarist, Ernie Kowala. How did the group get started? Well, that was pretty much Ernie's initiative. Ernie, when he was in senior high school, learned how to play guitar. Not well, but well enough. Soon he began to sing with his guitar. And upon his performances, his friends would say,
"Oh boy,"
and immediately suggested he join a rock and roll group. So, his first day at college, Ernie put a 3x5 card up on the bulletin board at Hofstra University, pleading for anyone who needs a guitar or guitarist to join their group, please take him on. His request was answered by Sam Jarrus, who is not with a group at the present time, but was looking to form one. It seemed that when he was young, he had heeded the advice of the great sage, who said,
"I am a guitar, put it in tune. You be rocking in a rose hole."
So Sam and Ernie practiced and practiced, and then set out in search of a drummer and a bassman. The first drummer they found was a boy named Richie Goldman. He wasn't a very good drummer. As a matter of fact, here's is one of his drum solos now. You can see, Richie wasn't a very good drummer, and as a result, the boys had to find another one. Just as the boys were conjecturing that they needed a new drummer, and needed one badly, a very, very happy event happened that brought to mind one of Ernie's old friends. It was Steve Lyons, an old CAP flying buddy of his. And as Ernie remembered well, Steve could sing well. And as he remembered correctly, he could also play drums very well. So, needless to say, Stephen was hired as drummer for the Jetstreams. Steve has a very active interest in drag racing and has many winning stickers pinned on the window of his car. However, much racing has caused his car to become somewhat run down. Thank you. Well, now the boys were pretty well set, and all they needed was a bass guitarist. That was difficult. Well, Sam remembered seeing a young Negro boy in the dormitories of Adelphi University who was a jazz guitarist par excellence. Sam went to him, and he interrupted him while he was singing a few of his old ballads of home. Reggie winced a little bit at the idea of being a bass man for a rock and roll group. After all, he was a jazz guitarist par excellence. But with very little persuading, the boys managed to get him into the group. He is also the lead singer for the group and many of the slow ballads. We mentioned Steve's interest before being drag racing, of girls, of course. And Sam also has interests. He is especially interested in electronics. And here we see him laboring over some of the group's equipment.
Dunning sponge. Wet sponge. First breaker, please. Wait out here in this corner, please. Sam. How's your blood pressure?
Not good.
Let's have another attacker, please. Got it. Scissor.
Ernie's interest, in addition to electronics, flying, and girls, was music. In fact, he wrote their first record, Swingin' Kodo. Now, this record was heard and brought to record producer Bob Parrish. And Bob sat there, listened to the record, and the following ensued.
Cat, I'm gonna make you a star. I put you on bandstand. Buy you a Cadillac.
And so the boys recorded Swingin' Kodo for producer Bob Parrish. Boy, rug layer, taxi driver, man of the world. Later, Reggie wrote a song. Several of them, in fact, but some of them were unsuccessful and rather well, we couldn't use them. Like this one, for instance. But Reggie, under Bob's guiding hand, did come up with another song, a tune for another song, called You Can Beg. Bob produced this one also and took both around to the big record company. And this was the answer they all gave him.
You can stay, boy, but that's gotta go.
Well, after going through several people and breaking a few heads and a few legs, the Jetstreams finally appear to be going someplace. Now they are the best group in Valley Stream. And in the future, who knows?
You have been listening to the report on the Jet Stream. Produced by Joseph.